graduate is the University Marshal, Professor Hoppy McCloud. Following the University Marshal, the class of 2023. The class year banner bearers are Joanne Lay and Adom Solomon. The class marshals are Vanessa Shim and Rachel Shi. First to arrive, behind the class banner, are the PhD candidates of the graduate school. The graduate school symbol banner is carried by Jennifer Neubauer. Candidates are led by Dean of the Graduate School and Vice Provost for Graduate Education, Catherine J. Bohr. The PhD banner bearers are Terry Bates and Caitlin Carmody. The PhD degree marshals are Anna Jung and David Kent. Again, the degree PhD candidates from the graduate school. Next are the master degree candidates of the graduate school. The banner bearers are Alexis Marquez and Christopher Patrick Levine. The master degree marshals are Matias Gabriel Flores Gonzalez and Karishni Virabahu Pillai. Cornell Medical College in New York City have already participated in separate commencement ceremonies. Once again, the master's degree candidates from the graduate school. Next are the candidates from the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business, comprised of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, the Cornell Stephanie and Peter Nolan School of Hotel Administration, and the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, led by Dean Andrew Caroli. The S.C. Johnson College of Business banner bearers are Sasha Pakin and Peter Camerato. Next, the MBA and MPS degree candidates from the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, led by Dean Mark W. Nelson. The college banner bearers are Bibi Tayo Abikoye and Puru Shotam Chandra. The degree marshals are Juno Shao and Sebastian Navarro. The symbol banner bearer is Han Zhou. Once again, the MBA and MPS degree candidates from the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management. Now entering the stadium are the first of the college degree candidates, the Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration is led by Dean Kate Walsh and college banner bearers Simon Warfield and Emily Michaels. Degree marshals are Aileen Michaela Antonsen and Melanie Gorakenek. The symbol banner bearer is Michelle Anyan Yang. Once again, the degree candidates from the Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration. Next, the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, led by Dean Jinhua Zhao and college banner bearers Catherine Kopp and Pranav Vasishta. The degree marshals are Anusha Allendor, and Trent Edwards. The symbol banner bearer is Aten Miat. Once again, the degree candidates from the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management. Now entering the stadium, led by Dean Benjamin Z. Fulton, are the candidates of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. College banner bearers are Jaehun Ri and Jay Sangwan. Degree marshals are Xingrei Fan and Naomi Schulberg. The symbol banner bearer is Camden Wiseman. Thank you. Once again, the degree candidates from the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. Stadium, led by Dean Greg Morissette, are the candidates of Cornell Tech. College banner bearers are Saurabh Saha and William Darty Miller. The degree marshals are Ashika Perankolam and Michael Choi. The symbol banner bearer is Renata Anastasia. Thank you. Once again, the degree candidates from Cornell Tech. Entering the stadium are the degree candidates from the College of Human Ecology, led by Senior Associate Dean Lauren Corfine and College Banner Bearers Noah Lee and Emmy Wall. Degree marshals are Marissa Redulescu and Justin Ha. The symbol banner bearer is Daniel Rocket. Once again, the degree candidates from the College of Human Ecology. Now entering the stadium are the degree candidates from the Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy, led by Dean Colleen L. Barry, and college banner bearers Giovanni Ugut and Renla Chu. Degree marshals are Aaron Ramsey Dowd and Amma Bohan. The symbol banner bearer is Suda Hua. Thank you. Once again, the degree candidates from the Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy. Stadium are the degree candidates from the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, led by Dean Alexander Coleman, and college banner bearers Salima Ali and Ann Martha Bartolome Pugoyon. Degree marshals are Libby Wilcup and Charles Lefkowitz. The symbol banner bearer is Zachary Welch. Once again, the degree candidates from the School of Industrial and Labor Relations. And college banner bearers, Andrew Bogosian and Adam Washiyama Schulman. Degree marshals are Francis Beam Gregor, Melody Zhou, and Ishao Edward Guo. The symbol banner bearer is Tim Hua. Once again, the degree candidates from the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning. Session are members of the university faculty, led by Dean of the university faculty, Eve DeRosa. The faculty marshals are Professor Steve Carvell and Professor Drew Nolan. At this time, we acknowledge and thank the Cornell University faculty. Leadership led by Provost Michael I. Kotlikoff and members of the Board of Trustees led by Chair Craig H. Kaiser. The faculty marshals are Professor Fred Schneider and Professor Rhonda Gilmore. At this time, the University Marshal, Professor Poppy McLeod, will escort the Mace Bearer, Professor Emeritus David Lee, and Cornell President Martha E. Pollock to their places on the platform. Thank you.
Timothy Marshall. As part of today's ceremony, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge that at Cornell University, it is located on the traditional land of the Gayan Kono, or the Gayan Nation.
An alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayan Kono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of the Gayan Kono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. President Pollack, candidates for degrees from Cornell University have gathered for the conferral of degrees and to celebrate the commencement of the 155th graduating class of Cornell University. Members of the Board of Trustees, the faculty, university leadership, degree candidates, and guests are in their places. The assembly is hereby called to order. Please rise and join the Cornell University Chorus and Glee Club, accompanied by the Barbara and Richard T. Silver Wind Symphony, in singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
to introduce Michael I. Kotlikoff, University Provost.
Wow, what a day. Welcome, family, friends, supporters, and most of all, the remarkable graduates of 2023. Graduates, on behalf of the Cornell faculty and staff, congratulations. Congratulations on advancing your scholarship, including through some of the challenges of the last several years. Congratulations on coming together to learn and grow as a community at Cornell. Congratulations on your well-earned degrees. And congratulations on all of your contributions to our community and to our great university. Congratulations. We could not be more proud of what you have achieved in this beautiful and inspiring place. You've all had different journeys, but you've all worked hard and succeeded. You have all fully earned your degrees that we are about to convey. And one more congratulations to all of your family and friends here today celebrating your success. Now it is my distinct honor to introduce the 14th president of Cornell University, professor of computer science, information science, and linguistics, Martha E. Pollack.
Class of 2023, wow. You know, this being Ithaca, I've been to a number of graduations where it was raining and you're all sitting there being soggy, and I've had to make some lame joke about how, you know, graduations are always sunny days and so I need my shades. No joke today, you gotta excuse me for a second, I need to put my shades on. There. Now I can see you all. Again, congratulations and welcome to everyone who is here to celebrate the amazing class of 2023. Before I say anything else, I want to do something I do at every commencement, something beyond putting on my shades. This is an important thing, so even though I know you're excited, I need you to focus for just 1 minute. You have one last assignment before you graduate, okay? So without yelling or screaming, I want you to stand up, turn around, and face the bleachers. If it's hard for you to stand up, just turn around. Okay. Look up in the bleachers. See if you can find your family, your friends, and all the people who love and support you. Wait, don't yell yet. Don't yell yet. Okay, if you can't find them, picture them in your minds. Okay, and for a moment, take a moment to think about all the things that you are grateful to them for. All the ways they helped you get to where you are right here, right now. And then with all the gratitude you have for that, in whatever language it is you speak together, on my count of three, I want you to yell thank you as loudly as you can. One, two, three. Okay, you can turn around and sit down. And I do want to pause for another moment to remember the Cornellians whose graduation this should have been, the people we wish could have been here with us to celebrate today, whom we remember with an empty chair on the field. Thank you. A little under 4 years ago, on August 24th, 2019, the new members of the undergraduate class of 2023 arrived here at Schoellkopf Field for the first time. You had a lot on your minds. You were thinking about your orientation schedules and your swim tests, about unpacking your rooms, meeting your roommates, and saying goodbye to your families, who might have even been a little more emotional about things than you were, and that may be true today as well. You were about to set off on something completely different from anything you'd ever done before. You were excited, you were nervous, you were probably a little scared. Now, I know that not all of you sitting here on the field were there that day. Some of you came as Cornell transfer students, and many of you are graduating with graduate and yay, transfer students. Many of you who are here are graduating with graduate and professional degrees. But what I said to our newest Cornellians back then applied equally to all of you. I said that in a few short years, in May of 2023 to be precise, you'd be back here in Schoellkopf in caps and gowns waiting to receive your degrees. I said that when that day came around, you'd be different people. Your time here would have changed you. Your Cornell education would have helped you to develop not only a capable intellect, but also a mature conscience, would have prepared you not only for your careers, but for your lives as citizens of your nation and the world. But all of that, I said, would happen only if you put in the effort, because education is not a passive activity. So I gave you a piece of advice. What'd I tell you? Huh? Take off your headphones. I told you to take off your headphones. And I know you heard me because when I walk around campus to this day, I see members of your class who come up to me and say, President Pollack, look, no headphones. I told you to take off your headphones. I asked you not to shut yourself off from what was around you, to be present in the moment, to connect with people and experiences, to engage deeply with the knowledge and the ideas that you would encounter here, to seek out people who were different from you and to listen to their points of views, even and especially when you disagreed. I reminded you that it was okay and normal to struggle sometimes, that a Cornell education is rigorous, and if you never struggled here, it probably meant you weren't pushing yourself hard enough. And I told you not to be afraid of the difficult or the uncomfortable, but to embrace new challenges, to learn from your failures, and to recognize that a Cornell degree is distinguished in important part because a Cornell education is hard. And whether you're celebrating today your bachelor's degree or your master's, becoming a doctor of laws or a veterinary medicine, or you're entering the community of scholars as a newly minted doctor of philosophy, you're a different person than you were when you arrived here. Like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, you started down a path and you couldn't see where it was going to end. And like Dorothy, you kept going even as you met challenges along the way, some of which you'd never imagined. There's a lot about Dorothy's journey that mirrors life, which is probably why the movie is such a classic and one that we see differently at different stages of our lives. When I first saw it, I was in second grade or so, and I found Dorothy's journey from the Kansas prairie to the wonders of Oz and back again captivating and also perplexing. I mean, I loved the songs, and I loved how the movies changed from black and white to glorious Technicolor, but there were also flying monkeys, and they terrified me. How many people here were terrified by the flying monkeys? Right? They're scary. Those monkeys, and my fear raised some real questions in my seven-year-old brain about exactly what was going on with those main characters. I mean, I understood why the Tin Man wanted a heart. I certainly got why the Scarecrow wanted a brain. But what did it mean to want courage? I mean, those monkeys were coming after Dorothy to bring her to the Wicked Witch of the West. How is this abstract idea of courage going to change that reality? Well, let's fast forward, for me anyway, about 50 years, from flying monkeys to a faculty meeting. I had just been named president of Cornell, but I hadn't yet started here, and I was talking with a group of faculty at my previous university about academic careers. And one of them asked me, "Aren't you scared about this new job?" Now, I don't remember what I said, but I do remember what I thought. Obviously, I'm scared. Your point? How could I not be scared? I was taking a job that would put me squarely in the public light. What if I made a significant mistake and humiliated myself? Even worse, I was taking a job that would impact tens of thousands of people. What if I made the wrong decision in a way that had a negative impact on some or even all of those people? And remember, this was before I had an inkling of the kinds of decisions I'd be making a few years later. I could never have imagined then having to decide whether and how to reopen a campus during a pandemic. So yeah, I was scared. To have been anything else would have been either incredibly arrogant or incredibly ignorant. But by then, I'd learned something that I hadn't known when my understanding of courage was informed only by wicked witches and flying monkeys. I'd learned that courage doesn't mean not being scared. It means having the capacity to move forward despite being scared. And I'd also learned that if you don't take risks, if you don't walk intentionally, thoughtfully into situations that will challenge you and are therefore inherently scary, if you don't do those things, then you're never going to have the impact that you could have on the world, and you're not going to be personally satisfied. Any new step, any big change carries risks. The risks I was facing coming to Cornell weren't flying monkeys in a movie. They were real. Scary? Sure. But I believe deeply, and I always have, in higher education and its power to transform lives. And it was the experience I'd accumulated over time, experience doing things that were scary and that challenged me, that made me able and willing to take risks for the things that matter to me. And that gave me the courage I needed to move forward. Just like it did the Cowardly Lion, who, by the time he makes it back to the Emerald City, isn't cowardly anymore at all. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because all of you are about to go out into new roles. You've passed a milestone on your own yellow brick roads, and you are heading out to do whatever is next. And whether that's more education, or a new job, or taking time to explore, it's scary. What if you make the wrong choice? What if you make a mistake and embarrass yourself? What if you make a mistake and it ends up harming someone else? What if, what if, what if? But ask, what if you hadn't taken that scary step you all took so long ago of coming here to Cornell? Ask, what if you hadn't pushed yourself while you were here to try those things that were new and intimidating and that stretched you in ways that were hard and uncomfortable? As Cornellian Ann Chow, the former CEO of AT&T Business, put it, at Cornell, she said, I was uncomfortable a lot, and I learned that comfort was not the objective and that courageousness was required. I learned that courage is actually the opposite of comfort. Now, I want to be clear. We all need people and places and experiences in our lives that are comfortable. That's part of being human. But if you try to arrange your whole life to be comfortable, if you try to avoid all the situations that make you uncomfortable, if you shy away from whatever scares you, I can assure you that you will not end up satisfied. So when there are opportunities out there to do things that are meaningful to you, where you see the chance to contribute, to stretch yourself, grab them. Even though, and maybe especially because they're uncomfortable. Because that's how you develop courage. That's how you learn to handle the next challenge and the next one. It's how you grow and learn and find yourself moving confidently forward. And that's how you're going to make a difference to the world around you and the people in it. At Cornell, you learned so much more than the knowledge and skills required for your diplomas. You learned how to live in and appreciate a diverse community, to engage across difference, and to listen to other voices and to speak your own mind. You learned, I hope, the value of free expression, that indispensable condition, as Supreme Court Justice Benjamin Cardozo put it, upon which all other freedoms are based. All of that, everything you've learned here, has helped shape the person you've become, and you'll draw on it all in your years ahead. You're going out into a world where many people feel their voices aren't being heard, and frankly, it's not always comfortable to hear voices with which you disagree. It takes courage to really listen to people who are saying things that are at odds with the beliefs you hold dearest. But at Cornell, you've developed the courage it takes to do that. You know how much it matters, and you know that the effort is worthwhile. You've learned to move forward even when it's uncomfortable and hard and scary. Our democracy depends on that ability, on our ability and our willingness to push ourselves outside our places of color, comfort, to listen to and to try to understand people who see the world differently. Perhaps what we all need is to seek comfort less and courage more. Because when we do, when we understand the value not only of our hearts and our brains, but also our courage, that's when we'll be able to do the most that we can with everything we sought and found in this, our own green city on the hill. Congratulations, Cornellians. May the educations you began here never truly end. May they continue on throughout your lives wherever they may take you. And may the knowledge and the ethos you gained here forever guide your paths. Cornell will always be a part of you, just as you will always be a part of Cornell. Congratulations.
Thank you for those inspiring words, Professor, President Pollack. The Cornell University Chorus and Glee Club will now perform Beati Quorum Via by Charles Villiers Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
We will now proceed to the conferral of degrees. The first group to be presented to the President for conferral of degrees are those who have fulfilled the requirements for degrees in the Cornell Graduate School. Will the Dean of the Graduate School, Catherine J. Bohr, please come forward? Will the candidates for the doctoral degree please rise and the degree marshals come to the base of the platform?
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Graduate School, having fulfilled the requirements for the degrees of Doctor of Philosophy, Doctor of Science of Law, and Doctor of Musical Arts.
Thank you, Dean Bohr. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the doctoral degree appropriate to your field of advanced study and research with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Cornell University welcomes the new doctoral graduates to the ancient and universal company of scholars. Will the doctors please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the candidates for the master's degree in studies that have been directed by the graduate school please rise and the degree marshals come to the base of the platform?
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Graduate School, having fulfilled the requirements for the master's degree, be it Master of Arts, Master of Fine Arts, Master of Food Science, Master of Industrial and Labor Relations, Master of Landscape Architecture, Master of Professional Studies, Master of Public Health, Master of Regional Planning, and Master of Science.
Thank you. Thank you, Dean Bohr. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the master's degree to which you are entitled, with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the master's graduates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the Dean of the Cornell S. C. Johnson College of Business, Andrew Caroli, please come forward?
Will the Dean of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, Mark Nelson, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Master's of Business Administration and Master of Professional Studies from the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management please rise? And the degree marshals come up to the base of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these extraordinary candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, having fulfilled the requirements for the degree of Master of Business Administration and Master of Professional Studies.
Thank you, Dean Nelson. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degrees Master of Business Administration or Master of Professional Studies with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the graduates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats?
Next are the candidates for college degrees.
Will the two class marshals representing the senior class please come up to the base of the platform? Will the dean of the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business, Andrew Caroli, please come forward?
Me again. Will the dean of the Cornell, Peter and Stephanie Nolan, School of Hotel Administration, Kay Walsh, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Master's of Management and Hospitality and Bachelor of Science from the SC Johnson College of Business and the Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration please rise? And the degree marshals, please come to the base of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these spectacular candidates who have fulfilled the requirements and who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration for the degree of Master of Management in Hospitality or Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Walsh. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degrees Master of Management in Hospitality or Bachelor of Science with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Graduates, please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats. The Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management is a shared program of the SC Johnson College of Business and the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. Will the dean of the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, Jinhua Zhao, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of the Bachelor of Science from the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management please rise? And the degree marshals, please come up to the base of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these top-notch candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management, the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, and the S.C. Johnson College of Business, having fulfilled the requirements for the degree of Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Zhao. On the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degree Bachelor of Science with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Marshals return to their seats.
Will the Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Benjamin Holton, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of from the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences please rise? And the degree marshals come up to the base of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these life-changing, making the world a better place than they found it, candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences, having fulfilled the requirements for the degree of Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Holton. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degree Bachelor of Science with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the graduates please be seated? And the degree marshals return to their seats. Will the Dean of Cornell Tech, Greg Morissette, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Master of Laws in Technology and Entrepreneurship, Master of Engineering, Master of Business Administration, and Master of Science from Cornell Tech please rise, and the degree marshals please come up to the base of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor of presenting these exceptional entrepreneurial candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of Cornell Tech, having fulfilled the requirements for the degree of Master of Laws in Technology and Entrepreneurship, Master of Engineering, Master of Business Administration, and Master of Science.
Thank you, Dean Morissette. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the Master of Law in Technology and Entrepreneurship, Master of Engineering, Master of Business and Administration, or Master of Science degree with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the graduates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the Senior Associate Dean of the College of Human Ecology, Lauren Corfine, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Science from the College of Human Ecology please rise, and the degree marshals please come up to the base of the platform?
President Pollack, I have the honor to present these magnificent, world-healing candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the College of Human Ecology, having fulfilled the requirements of the degree of Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Corfine. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degree Bachelor of Science with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the graduates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the Dean of the Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy, Colleen Barry, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degrees of Master of Health Administration, Master of Public Administration, and Bachelor of Science from the Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy please rise, and the degree marshals please come to the base of the platform?
President Pollack, I have the honor to present these exceptional candidates who were here at the founding of the Cornell Jeb E. Brooks School of Public Policy and are duly recommended by our faculty, having fulfilled the requirements of the degrees of Master of Health Administration, Master of Public Administration, and Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Barry. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degrees of Master of Health Administration, Master of Public Administration, or Bachelor of Science with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the graduates please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats? Will the Dean of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, Alexander Colvin, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Science from the School of Industrial and Labor Relations please rise, and the degree marshals please come up to the base of the platform?
President Pollack, I have the honor to present these superb, spirited candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the School of Industrial and Labor Relations, having fulfilled the requirements of the degree of Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Colvin. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degree Bachelor of Science with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Graduates, please be seated and the degree marshals return to their seats. Will the Dean of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, Mi Jin Yoon, please come forward? Will the candidates for the degrees of Master of Architecture, Bachelor of Architecture, Bachelor of Fine Arts, and Bachelor of Science from the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, please rise? And the degree marshals, please come up to the base of the platform.
President Pollack, I have the honor to present these world-building candidates who are duly recommended by the faculty of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, having fulfilled the requirements of Master of Architecture, Bachelor of Architecture, Bachelor of Fine Arts, and Bachelor of Science.
Thank you, Dean Yoon. Upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the trustees of Cornell University, I hereby confer upon each of you the degrees of Master of Architecture, Bachelor of Fine Arts, or Bachelor of Science with all the rights, privileges, honors, and responsibilities pertaining thereto.
Will the graduates please be seated, and the class marshals and the degree marshals return to their seats. This concludes the conferral of degrees. Please be seated while the Glee Club and chorus sing the evening song. Now stand for the singing of the Alma Mater with the Cornell University Chorus and Glee Club, accompanied by the Barbara and Richard T. Silver Wind Symphony.
Far above, can you know, spotters,
concludes the commencement ceremony for these degree candidates of the 155th graduating class of Cornell University. We thank you for joining us today and congratulate all of our new candidates, our new graduates. Please remain standing during the recessional and then exit the crescent as directed by the volunteers and staff. Thank you.
Oh, no, no.